This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Peltheth. The International Monetary Fund believes the global economy will suffer more severe economic damage this year. In fact, the IMF sharply lowered its forecast for global growth as compared to 2 months ago. The IMF predicts that the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year, significantly worse than the 3% drop it had estimated in its previous report in April. It would be the worst recession in terms of global impact since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for the novel coronavirus pandemic, with the death toll surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, including more than 52,000 deaths. The South American nation recorded 39,436 new confirmed cases over a 24-hour period on Tuesday, and more than 1,300 deaths. The pandemic has reached such a crisis that a federal judge ordered President Jair Bolsonaro to wear a face mask in public or pay a fine of nearly $400 a day. President Bolsonaro has so far refused to cover his mouth at large political rallies. According to the Washington Post, seven U.S. states, Arizona, Arkansas, California, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas, have reported their highest number of COVID-19 hospitalizations since the start of the pandemic. That surge in several U.S. states is impacting the stock market. Wall Street's main indexes opened lower on Wednesday as investors assessed the risk to the domestic economy. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a victory for President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, a U.S. appeals court on Wednesday directed a federal judge to drop the criminal case against him. In a split decision, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled in favor of Michael Flynn and the Trump administration in preventing a U.S. district judge from exercising his discretion on whether to grant the department's motion to clear Flynn, who twice pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Aaron Zelensky, a career U.S. prosecutor, is testifying to Congress in a case related to President Trump's friend, Roger Stone. Zelensky claims the office leading Stone's prosecution received heavy pressure from the highest levels of the Department of Justice to ease the sentencing recommendation. Zelensky withdrew from the Stone case in protest. Stone was convicted of obstruction, witness tampering, and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. He's due to report to prison later this month. A majority of Australians have lost trust in China. That's according to a survey just released. This as the two nations engage in escalating disputes over trade and the coronavirus pandemic. A Lowy Institute survey shows 23% of Australians trust China to act responsibly in the world, compared to 52% in the same poll conducted in 2018. President Trump and Poland's President Andrzej Duda will meet in Washington on Wednesday, the meeting just days before the Polish president faces a tough re-election challenge. The U.S. Defense Department is looking at ways to pull thousands of troops out of Germany, shifting some to Poland. While U.S. officials say no final decision has been made on where troops will go, the issue is expected to be on the agenda for Wednesday's meeting between the two presidents. Mexico's president said on Wednesday he will most likely meet with his U.S. counterpart, President Trump, in Washington in early July. The meeting would mark the start of a new North American trade deal. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador urged Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to join them. The Mexican president's comments came after President Trump said on Tuesday that López Obrador was a really great guy, and that he expected the Mexican leader to visit the White House pretty soon. African leaders and health experts have called for equitable and fair access to any approved vaccine against the coronavirus. That story is on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.